Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic, no glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress Manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles! Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos!
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Sarah.
Happy fall. Oh. What?
I feel like we need a better, it's hard with Zoom. It's so hard with Zoom because we're like looking at each other.
I know.
Well, I was just going to ask you, do you have a comfort show?
Comfort show. Like putting Friends on in the background.
Yes.
So
like, what is your Friends?
Okay. Well, currently I don't watch a lot of TV like during the day, like while Zoe is around, just because I don't want her to like, it's, you know, our TV first of all is giant, and I feel like I just like am watching it sear into her soul whenever it's like we put anything on and I'm like, oh, this can't be good. But when she is sleeping, it used to be like, honestly, Sex and the City, because it like reruns would always be on.
Yes.
Even though I've seen every episode like a million times, I just like love having it on.
Totally.
Same with Friends, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's all like shows that I like watched growing up, you know?
Yes.
And then of course there's like the new ones like Emily in Paris. I know everyone hated it, but I loved it.
Thought it was pretty cute, not gonna lie.
When it came out, I had just had Zoe and it was like all I was doing was being stuck at home, like breastfeeding, like changing dirty diapers, and I just like needed to be transported somewhere else.
You needed the Darren Star treatment. I feel like you would like Younger if you haven't watched Younger.
Yeah, you're right. I would, because I have
Darren Star,
Sex and the City,
Emily in Paris. Yep. Yeah. Younger is one of those shows. I feel like when I watch a show that's like such an easy, digestible show that doesn't make me think too hard, but like leaves me feeling good, I'm like, I want to bring that to people. Like how,
I
that's
know.
Like magic. I ask you because I have been obsessed. Well, I've always loved Modern Family. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that show launched when I first moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
But I recently was like, I need to do a rewatch because I kind of fell off watching it every week. Mm-hmm. And that show is consistently so effing funny.
So funny.
I laugh out loud.
Like the physical comedy, the jokes, it's like
the
witty.
The family dynamic.
Sophia Vergara is
like,
so good.
I love Gloria. Yes. I'm fully a Claire Dunphy, like completely unhinged, obsessed with Halloween.
And then Phil Dunphy. Like, you're like,
Patrick
I want to marry Phil
Dunphy.
Phil
Dunphy. I'm like, Patrick, like you're perfect the way you are, but emulate a little bit of Phil Dunphy and we're good. The man, I love this show so much. And I've been basically searching online for all their houses.
Oh, in LA? Like where?
Yeah. So if you Google, it'll pop up. And what's hilarious is that instead of it just being their address, it's like Cam and Mitch's house and the Dunphys.
Where are they?
The Pritchetts. So the Pritchetts, Gloria's house is, well, Jay and Gloria's house, Brentwood. It's an $8 million mansion.
Fair.
Shocker. Cam and Mitch live in a duplex near Culver City.
Okay.
Super cute. And then a couple blocks away from them in like the Jefferson area is the Dunphy house, which is around a cool $2 million. So I'm like, okay.
That's like where we used to live and rented because we couldn't afford to buy over there.
Yeah. And I like, it's like super cute. There's like it's a super cute, like family oriented neighborhood. So now my life goal is to just hop from each of the Modern Family houses. So I want to go first to Cam and Mitch's, okay? Because that's like probably what – it's like a rental. So that's probably like what we could do. Then when we buy our first house, it'll be the Dunphy house. And then when I, you know, just
– make your
– make my mills, then we'll go to Jay and Gloria's. But anyways, I just – I ask because –
And then
– What?
We're going to go get our Malibu house. Our beachfront property.
Some Miley Cyrus Malibu moments. Well, anyways, I asked because I feel like we're getting into like cozy fall. Like it's not fall just yet, but we're getting there. I already mined on the Halloween money.
Totally.
It's happening.
September is like a weird month in LA because it's always like very, very warm.
Yes.
But then, like, all of a sudden, October gets here. And, I mean, obviously, we still have, like, our very warm days. But then something in the air changes. And then everyone's carrying their pumpkin spice lattes.
Yes.
They got their boots on. Sherpa coats are coming out, even though we're still sweating. It's like a Sherpa coat over, like, a bike short.
Yeah. You know? I'm like, listen, I don't care that I'm sweating. I want to feel the fall vibes.
Yeah.
I want to feel it. I've been searching for boots and booties on Gilt nonstop every night. Like, okay, what is my boot wardrobe going to be?
Yep.
You know?
Love that. So then, like, how do you automize your skincare routine? Like, what are you doing?
Automize. I love that. How do you automize? Well, then maybe we should talk about
what's on your face.
Okay, so this wife is a double wife for both
of
us.
We love a double wife.
And we are thankful to our lovely sponsor, Strivectin, for... Well, you guys have probably heard the ads. We've done ads with Strivectin in the past. Strivectin is a brand that Sarah and I have known and loved. I remember Strivectin was one of the first serious, quote-unquote, skincare products I ever heard about because...
Oh, my God. I was totally going to say the same thing. It was like, not... I didn't want to say fancy, but it was like, oh, you, like,
oh,
care about your skin.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think Oprah, like, it was on an Oprah show or in an Oprah magazine or something, and I kept on being like, Strivectin. It felt, like, very serious, very...
Like science.
Yeah, science. So Strivectin has been around forever. Y'all know this. They make all of their products with this patented form of niacin, and it's called Nia 114, all right? It strengthens your skin barrier. So they include this patented form of niacin in all of their products so that, you know, whether the product is brightening or exfoliating or whatever it is, it's still helping to strengthen your skin barrier. They're not about that destroying your skin barrier life.
Thank right? God. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we obviously got to shout out the glossary episode we did where we talked about niacinamide and explained like what niacin is and why everyone loves niacinamide. It plays well with others, what yes. it actually does for your skin. So go back to that episode if you have not listened to it yet after we talk about this lovely Double Woif product.
Okay, yes. So the Double Woif is this, okay, y'all know, I usually am not an oil person. It mm-hmm. takes a good oil for me to be on board with to like use it. And I will, if I like an oil, I'll use it. Or if I don't love an oil, I'll use it on my neck or on mm-hmm. my hands mm-hmm. or like to give my shoulders a glow. Like I never want to like waste anything, right? But if there is an oil that I'm like actively using on my face more than once or twice a week, then you know it's really good. It's called Super B Barrier Strengthening Oil. And this product is all about calming your skin, strengthening your skin barrier. Now, we know little Sarah Tan, little Tanny Tan over there is dry as hell. And she needs as much help as she can get.
Yep.
I have that oily, dehydrated situation. And also, I get inflammation a lot because I'm a crazy person. So I'm like, you know, trying a lot of different things. I try to keep it under control, but y'all know how it goes. So we got this product months ago. Mm-hmm, this is brand new. So it's just coming out. And I remember when I first got it, I was like, wah, wah, an oil. You know, how great is this actually going to be? Also, am I going to care? Because oils for me are not things I gravitate towards. I have to tell you, and I'm not just saying this, I pick this up daily. I'll use it on my skin before I apply makeup. I'll use it as just like my sole form of moisture. Ooh. I'll put it on top of like a very occlusive moisturizer. So mm-hmm. like I'll do like my La Mer and then put on the Super B Barrier Strengthening Oil. And it smells good.
Yeah, I can't explain it. There is something about it really makes the experience very pleasant.
I think it happens to be the ingredients in it. Yes. So let's walk through the barrier. You already could tell, like, this is a product that's supposed to strengthen your skin barrier. But what does it do? So one of the claims is that it balances your skin's microbiome. Yes. And your microbiome, which we should just do a whole entire episode dedicated to this.
We should.
I feel like in the last 2 years, it's been one of those things that people are constantly calling out. But your microbiome is an ecosystem of bacteria. You need good and bad bacteria. It's yes. like when they talk about how if you like overwash your hands or overwash your face, like you're depleting some of this bad bacteria that you need.
Exactly.
So that your skin's ecosystem is balanced, you know?
So glamulinos, quite literally what is on your face is a bunch of bacteria. Yes. FYI.
Correct. So when this bacteria is not balanced and there's maybe more harmful bacteria than helpful bacteria, this is what a lot of people experience. Like they experience dryness, irritation, mm-hmm. itching, and that's like the red flag. SOS, I've destroyed my skin barrier. Like, yep. I need help, okay?
Yes.
So, this particular serum includes their vitamin B3, the niacin,
mm-hmm.
the patented form, and prebiotics. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, like, probiotics, totally familiar with those. They're great. And yogurt.
You take a probiotic pill, maybe, to help with your digestive system.
Yeah, because yogurt grosses me out. So I will take a pill. Okay. I have pills that I have refrigerated. I know. The lactobacillus or whatever
again,
the hell it's called.
Again, with your supplements, like so many.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
But people are probably confused at, like, what the heck does a prebiotic do?
So what is a prebiotic, Sarah?
Prebiotics help probiotics do their job more efficiently.
Great.
So prebiotics, they help the probiotics on your skin thrive. It's like a team effort. It's like a Kirby and Sarah.
Yeah.
Who's the probiotic? Who's the prebiotic? It's interchangeable at times.
Exactly. Depending on, like, what's going on, you know? Yeah. Like,
but, like, in this case, like, Kirby's a probiotic. I'm lifting her up. I'm helping her prep for something. And she's, like, out there working hard.
Okay? I'm going off the deep end. Sarah is my prebiotic, like, wrangling me, bringing me
and
back
I'm like,
in.
Let's
helping me thrive.
So, yep, helping you thrive to do your job better and more efficiently.
Correct.
Prebiotics also help keep your skin's pH levels healthy, and it helps to maintain a strong barrier against all of the, you know, environmental factors.
Yep.
And last but not least, sensitive skin people, we love prebiotics. It helps compromise skin barriers, or like I said, any sort of, you know, irritated sensitive skin. It just helps with, like, overall skin health.
Yes. So, like, I would say the hero ingredient outside of the Naya 114 is the prebiotics in this oil. And then there's jojoba oil.
Love jojoba oil.
Jojoba oil, if you ask literally anyone, it's like jojoba oil is the one of those oils that's worry-free because it mimics your skin's sebum, so you're not having to worry mm-hmm. about it, like, making you break out or clogging your pores, all of that.
And then there's also the meadow foam seed oil, which is similar. It is, like, a very stable oil. It can help balance your natural sebum production as well. And it's really lightweight, non-comedogenic, like the jojoba oil. So those are, like, working in tandem.
Then there's oat. I love oat. Oat for life.
Bury me in oat. Slather my body in oat.
Get oat on my body. Like, I want to go to some kind of oatmeal bathing situation and just lay in an oat bath and have someone massage my scalp, okay? Like, oat is calming. It's soothing. You know it from so many other products that have been on the market forever. Y'all know that we love Aveeno, which talks about the oat. Y'all know that we love the Inky List oat cleansing mm-hmm. balm for the oat mm-hmm. situation. But this oat is in your oil. So really, it's going to be like one of the last steps that you apply to your face. And it's just going to be there to help calm along with all these other ingredients. And then I think it's important to mention they have an ingredient called green plankton extract. This isn't mm-hmm. a botanical ingredient. It's made from algae and seaweed, which you could have probably guessed because of the plankton. It's an antioxidant, which is great to wear in the daytime in your morning routine. And it has moisture binding properties. You're getting the moisture.
The goodness.
You're getting the calming. You're getting those prebiotics to help you thrive. Your little bacteria. I'm like punching in the air. Your little bacteria thriving.
I feel like this is just like a great product for, I mean, year round, but like especially as the months are getting colder, your skin is getting drier. Maybe it's like irritated from, I don't know, you're somewhere cold and you can use your heater, which
yeah,
like I want to be like cozy like that. Maybe you're still wearing your mask, which I am. Kirby
yep.
is
yep.
like irritated, angry. I feel like you would love this oil. I like to use it at night. And I usually, with oils, like, even though I'm pretty dry, I like to just drench my face in it. It's not like I don't put it on top of a moisturizer unless I'm feeling like my skin is extremely, extremely dry.
Same.
I just like to douse my face in this after yeah. I use, like, a retinol or whatever other serum I'm using that night.
Yes, I was going to say, I love this after retinol. I have experienced literally no retinol drama with my skin since applying this to my face. And I agree with Sarah. Yes, sometimes I'll put it on top of like a more occlusive moisturizer just to kind of seal the deal, literally. But I also think like this has so many great ingredients that are beneficial to your skin. You don't want to kind of add that extra layer in between
totally.
Your skin and the oil. So
yep. You want it to like
totally
penetrate
fine.
And yep. not have like a difficult time getting into your skin and then getting all that prebiotic, probiotic, meadow foam, jojoba oil. Oh, green plankton goodness. Get it
Name
in
it.
There.
Name them. Name them. Anyways, so this oil, it is $72. I'm looking right now at the bottle. It's 1 fluid ounce. You only need 1 to 3 drops. Honestly, like, I just take the dropper. Hold on. Let's do some ASMR. Wow. Let's do some ASMR. Okay.
Ooh.
And then I have the little dropper. And then it's full. And then I'll just, like, I'm just going to do, I did 4. I did 4 drops. They said 1 to 3. But you know what? Live a little. Do a little. And I'm telling you right now, y'all, I do not know what, I mean, we do know. It's, like, probably the Metaphone.
And
it's
jojoba.
Probably jojoba. The extracts, the oat. I bet the oat adds that, like, more natural scent. But it's
delicious.
It's great. It's fab. It's absolutely fab. So you can get it now, strivectin.com or wherever you get your Strivectin products. But, yeah, that is our woif, our double woif. And if you have any questions about how to use it or just want to know more about our experience with it, obviously send us a message, call the hotline, send us an email.
Jennifer Aniston has entered the chat.
Yes, she has. I'm excited for this. I'm not even going to pretend like I'm being critical. I'm just excited.
Okay, listen. So the news is Jennifer Aniston launched her own hair care brand. It's called Lola V.
Yep.
And I feel like there's a lot of people rolling their eyes, but let's remind everyone that, one, Jennifer Aniston is known for her hair.
Correct.
Like, she inspired, and this is from an article, 11 million women to cut their hair into the Rachel, the famous Rachel,
that
in the
power.
90s. The power.
Power.
Like, you could only wish that your hair had that much influence, right?
Chris McMillan's, like, patting himself on the back.
Truly. And then before Living Proof was acquired by Unilever, she was a co-owner.
I forgot about that.
I didn't know that. So she's been in the beauty hair game for a while. She's also the chief creative officer for Vital Proteins, as we know and see on many billboards. And if you still buy magazines, you know.
If you have a subscription, like a good Glamjulino should, to support journalism.
There is nothing better than a glossy.
Get a glossy, truly.
Get a glossy. Sit back with your new Lola V hair product in your hair and flip through the latest allure. So, back to Lola V. So, what is Lola V? According to the brand and Jennifer Aniston, it is formulated with, this makes me laugh, a drop of attitude, a pinch of flair, a dash of science, and a sprinkle of nature. I'm like, I want a couple dashes of science.
Yeah, I want like a whole dashery of science.
Like, give me a couple scoops.
Not throw them in there, girl.
A sprinkle of nature. But it is 99% naturally derived. It's vegan, cruelty-free. It doesn't have silicones, sulfates, parabens, gluten, and phthalates.
They're really big on promoting that they don't test on animals. There's like dogs all over the marketing materials for this. So if you go to Lola V, the videos, there's like a bunch of dogs everywhere.
And as we know, Jennifer Aniston is like a huge animal lover, huge dog lover. So this all makes sense. The first product that they launched is a multitasking glossing detangler. It is a vegan thermal shield shine boosting lemon extract, which I feel like is a little like surprising because you would think like a first hair product that you would launch if you had your own brand would be like a shampoo, a conditioner set, or, you know, I don't know, maybe like a texturizing spray, a dry shampoo, I don't know. She went with this glossing detangler. It is a multitasking lightweight spray that you can use to detangle and prime your hair. In the interview she did with Megan Decker, a Megan Decker story for Refinery, she mentioned how she uses it on her hair, both damp and dry. It is meant to, one, protect your hair, obviously. Two, it makes your hair nice and shiny. It's got lemon extract. I have not tried the products yet, but apparently it's very citrusy and smells like a grove of lemons, which I love. I'm a big citrus person.
Yeah, me too.
Fragrance-wise, I feel like it just smells fresh and clean. And then she uses the power of chia seeds to protect against damage. The packaging is very chic.
I love. It's black and white. It's a spray bottle. And the product is $25, which I feel like is pretty...
Yeah, affordable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you are wondering why she named it Lola V, her nickname is Lola, apparently. That's what her friends call her. Yeah. Apparently when she moved to California, that's like what her friends would call her because it was like... She got the nickname after the song Whatever Lola Wants. It's like one of her favorite songs, I guess. And so that's how she got her name, her nickname. And then V means life in French, so Lola V. And when she launched her fragrance in 2010, she originally wanted to name it Lola V and then changed it to Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, because there was a trademark issue.
So she's always wanted to launch some sort of brand with this name because it means so much to her. So yeah, I'm excited to try this.
I'm actually excited to try this. I say actually only because I feel like, I don't know what I was expecting. I actually am interested that she just launched one product to start, not like a collection of products. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. It feels like maybe there was a lot more curation when it came to this. Like, I'm curious, like, who's funding this? Like, is this like a her thing? Is this a brand, a incubator or something putting it together? Obviously, yeah. If it's like your own money, you're not going to shill out for 15 products right. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And when I learned that it was a glossing detangler, I actually thought that was really smart because we have learned so much on this podcast that you need a product to protect your hair from heat. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to be adding something for that protection to ensure the strength and integrity of your hair. As Melissa from Virtue told us, when you're putting those products on, it's literally being burned off. Like, that's what's protecting the hair. Mm-hmm. So I like the idea of putting something in your hair to like detangle it so it's not so difficult to comb through your hair, especially when it's wet, when you're like often told don't brush your hair when it's wet. And then, you know, having something already on there to heat style. Because let's be honest, like, we can preach all day, don't use heat on your hair. But like, when you want to style your hair, you have to use heat. And we are like devout followers of the Dyson Airwrap, right? So it's like...
Totally. And there are a lot of people whose hair texture won't allow them to just like roll out of bed. Or obviously like embrace your natural hair texture. But there are a lot of people who would like... They want to style their hair. They want to use heat products. They can't just like throw in some air dry cream or whatever and call it a day, you know?
I'm curious how this product would work for like textured hair. You know what
Me
I
too.
Mean? Like, is this a product, like, ladies and gentlemen and non-binary pals, what do you use on your hair if you have like the 4C, if you have textured hair? Like, would you use a product like this? I'm personally curious. I'd love to learn more about that. So
totally. Yeah. On their social media, there is a post with some models and there is, I think it's supposed to highlight that it works on a variety of textures. There's like an older woman and people of all ages. There is a model who has curly hair, but I would be curious if how much maybe testing did they actually do on all hair textures. And to your point, like, if you are someone who has like a 4C, would you be comfortable using this?
Yeah, maybe like wash day. You know, our friend and new editor-in-chief, Jess Kruhl. Mm-hmm. Y'all, if you haven't heard the news, Jess got named the new editor-in-chief of Allure. Just Michelle like, Lee left, went to Netflix. And I mean, I'm truly, did you see her first day? I was like, is this what the first day is like at Allure?
It was like out of a movie.
I thought it was like the bold type. I'm like, oh my God, Jess is living the literal bold type. They had a whole shoot day to make get a bunch of images of her as the editor-in-chief that they can use to promote the fact that she's editor-in-chief. It is truly, I'm so excited for it.
Congratulations. We're so excited for you, Jessica. Obviously, this is like delayed.
It is delayed. I know. We should have like done a little promo.
We should have. And if you are like, who's Jess Kruhl? Go back and listen to our episode where we had her on.
Yes. Incredible, incredible editor. Okay. I'm interested in trying Lola V. They followed me on Instagram and I was pretty psyched about it. So Lola V, if you're listening, please send me the product. I want to try it out. Last thing about Lola V, can we just wax poetic about how lovely Jennifer Aniston is? Because we've both interviewed her.
Yes. And Megan Decker, who said this was her dream interview because she is a big Jennifer Aniston fan, said she was like so, so lovely.
There's like a warmth to her that reminds me so much of like a family member. I know that's weird to say, but she really is the real deal. If you ever get to meet Jennifer Aniston, meet her.
Also, like, with someone who is that famous, like, you don't have to be that nice to everyone.
No, you don't.
You don't have to talk to anyone if you don't want to talk to them, you know, like, but she is truly, like Kirby said, just like a regular, like, you're hanging out with Rachel.
She wants to talk about treatments and stuff. Like, she knows what's up.
Yeah.
Okay. More celebrity beauty news, y'all. It's been a week. First of all, like, celebrities have gone wild this week. So much celebrity news. Kylie Jenner announced and confirmed her pregnancy. Cody Rigsby's on Dancing with the Stars. Like, so much stuff happening. I just don't even know what's in the water.
The celebs are coming out.
They're coming out. Cue Diana Ross. Someone else is coming out with a beauty brand, and it's Ariana Grande. Switching the positions for you. I'm just imagining, like, as I say that, it's like Gossip Girl when the title comes on and then Kristen Bell starts talking. So our little baby girl, Ari, is launching a brand. If you follow us on Instagram, you know that we posted this maybe 2 weeks ago. It was pretty recent. We saw that there was a brand trademarked, according to, like, the National Trademark Office or whatever the hell it's called. And we saw REM Beauty. And there was, like, a whole listing of products that were trademarked. And we were like, huh, interesting. Okay. Well, it's happened. She posted this week on REM's Instagram account. And then on Friday, Allure posted their October issue, Best of Beauty. Right? Best of Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on it. She's on the cover. Wearing really? All of REM Beauty.
Gorgeous photos.
Gorgeous photos. I woke up this morning and read the story. And, I mean, they gave a lot of information. So this week, Sarah and I got emails from the PR firm saying, hi, we're representing REM Beauty. We're like, great.
We know who to badger.
Yeah. And then Allure had obviously all the exclusives. I feel like this is very much in line with a lot of celebrity beauty launch strategies. You, like, go to Allure first. You say, get me on the cover. How can we align? So here's some interesting tidbits about this brand. Sarah, I'm curious about your thoughts. This is a Forma brand. Forma is the parent company to Morphe 2, Jaclyn Cosmetics. They acquired Playa, Bad Habit. So I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I was a little like, oh, okay.
That's really interesting to me because Ariana Grande has so much money and could have gotten investments from anyone and created her own team.
Yes.
But I do think it's smart and strategic.
Morphe also has bukus of money. And we talked about this when we talked about parent companies, hierarchies of, like, who owns who. Maybe Morphe just had the most money to offer her.
And maybe she liked, too, that they were still small and that maybe she could be more involved in that way in development. But also, she doesn't have to be if she doesn't want to because they are, like, a well-oiled machine.
To be completely honest, I am not really obsessed with a lot of Morphe brands. So I'm curious how this brand is going to differ itself. I'm not saying that just because a brand falls under a certain parent company that they all have similar formulations. That's not how these things work. I just will point out that I thought that this was an interesting development learning about this brand, okay? She was inspired by Space Warriors. I really think of intergalactic stuff when I think of Ariana Grande, to be completely honest. She brought in Revlon ads of the 50s and 60s. Perhaps like this lovely ad Sarah gifted me and framed last year for Christmas. I'm obsessed with it. She said she brought in like a silver throw pillow. She brought in blush tinted stills from her music videos. So this is what I'm thinking.
No clouds?
Yeah, no clouds. Mm. No clouds. So the video that they posted on social, her head is in a TV. It's like a vintage TV. It feels very retro. She's upside down, which is like very on brand with like Sweetener. The whole thing with Sweetener was like everything was upside down. And it does feel very much of like the 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I see the logo for REM Beauty, it does lean more like spacey and like intergalactic to me versus being like a retro looking logo. So I'm curious, like, is the packaging going to be silver? Is the packaging going to be, like, blush tones?
Did she mention in the article, like, you know, is this going to be, like, futuristic?
It didn't say anything about futuristic. The only futuristic thing that was mentioned was, like, her inspiration. She brought in, like, space warriors.
Right.
She mentioned she has a quote that was, like, I feel like I should have been born in a different time, or, like, I should have been of a different time. I love, mm-hmm. like, retro looks of, like, the 50s and 60s and 70s. So I'm curious if maybe, like, the imagery is going to be really retro-focused, but then the product is going to be more, like, spacey.
Mm-hmm.
The first drop is going to be all about the eyes. And they are launching what they call fine point eyeliner markers, not pens, liquid eyeshadows in a range of matte shades, glittering toppers that sparkle like nebulae, and at least one mascara, which I found to be interesting. Because brands usually don't launch with a mascara.
They wait to read the room.
Yeah, especially because it's a hard market to get a handle on. So that's the first drop. They also mention in Allure that they're going to be lipsticks that feel like butter and glosses that tingle upon application, calling to mind Doo-Wop's Lip Venom. Remember that? The little pink vial?
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff.
And Ariana said that was the reference for it, that she was like, basically this is going to like set your lips on fire. She was like, how tingly can we make this? It's got to be effing tingly.
More than Too Faced's lip injection.
I feel like I had burns from that. I couldn't do it.
Elise was like, don't kiss your baby with after applying that injection, just FYI.
So I'm scared, but also I think this is kind of on brand. You know, Ariana loves like a big pout. And because she cuts all of her faux eyelashes to, like, fit her eye shape, they're coming out with faux eyelashes later. But the first drop will be all about, like, these, like, markers and stuff like that. One thing I thought was really cute, you know, REM, for those of you who may not be familiar, is a song off of Sweetener. It's probably my favorite song off of Sweetener. It was originally written, Pharrell made it for Beyonce, and she passed. And then Ariana took it and she changed it up. It's like a very ethereal song. I'm obsessed with it. It's really good. So REM Beauty, though, R-E, Ari, her nickname. So her name's in there. And I thought that was really cute. So I'm curious, when I think about like point of differentiation, I'm hoping they kind of wow us with like the packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want this to be a boring looking launch.
I mean, they have to at this point.
Yeah. And even just from the Instagram post, it does feel like the vibe is very different from like what About Face did, or what Fenty's doing, or Rare. Like, it feels very modern.
There's a point of view for sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like we won't know until we actually can see, touch, feel, try the products. She's a beauty girl. So I'm excited about it. We'll have to see. When does it come out?
We don't know.
Oh.
It wasn't like officially stated in the thing, but I have a feeling it has to be imminent because all of the hype is beginning. So maybe October, November. Have you interviewed Ariana before?
Like a very, very long time ago before she, this was like during my Tiger Beat days when she was on that Nickelodeon show.
Oh my God. So she was like an infant.
Oh my God. Well, yeah. And she was like not, like, she was very much like the co-star, even if that, you know, like, she wasn't like, this was the days when she had like her hair was like super red.
Yes.
And like she was like recording herself singing and putting it on YouTube, but no one really thought of her as a singer.
Totally.
And I remember like totally like we would interview her because she would give us the time, you know, and like Jeanette McCurdy wouldn't or something like that.
Wow.
Sorry, she was on Victorious. That was
Yeah, she was on Victorious. So it was Victoria Justice.
Victoria Justice. We were like putting her on covers, all that stuff. And then Ariana Grande, like not so much. And then now.
How the tables have turned.
Because when you see like all the photos of them hanging out, Victoria Justice is nowhere to be found in those photos.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely wild. Her glow up from like,
oh my God,
that to this is just incredible.
Incredible.
I've interviewed Ariana Grande, probably the best interview I've ever had in my life.
Oh.
In terms of sound bites.
Oh, yeah.
Because I interviewed her through Mac Viva Glam, I don't know, 2016. And I went to a hotel. I interviewed her. I introduced myself she was literally wearing like those Playboy bunny ears during the Dangerous Woman era. And she said, oh, your name's Kirby? That's the best name. So now I can never change my name.
Because you were thinking about it.
I was like, I really would like to be a Catherine. So, but she's great. And she also had this really great moment where she talked about feminism. I very off the cuff said something about like, feminism isn't about hating boys. And she like took that and ran with it. So if y'all have any desire to watch that, we'll put it on the website.
Amazing.
But Ariana Grande, I don't know. I'm just like excited about celebrity news this week. I don't know why.
Me too.
Normally
I'm ready
I'm kind of like, wah, wah. But I'm just like, come on. Like, we're coming out of the house. We're living our lives.
Give us something to be excited about.
Give me some intergalactic eyeshadows, Ariana Grande.
Okay, so we are doing Wedding Hair Data Girl, guys. This information comes from hair and aesthetic specialist Vera Clinic. They wanted to ascertain the most popular celebrity wedding hairstyles of the past decade. They used a analytics tracking software to search volume for the most talked about celebrity brides' wedding hairstyles of the past decades and rank them in order of popularity. This is a list that's actually based off UK searches, but I do feel like there's probably overlap with the US. And I also have to say, this is a hint, it's a very, very white list, with the exception of like maybe two, unfortunately. Our list is nine celebrity brides. And I feel like when you're guessing, just think about like when people are searching for wedding hairstyles, I feel like they want to look like themselves. They don't want to do anything crazy, but they want to look like beautiful and glam.
So this is like celebrities, their wedding looks, or is it like a celebrity look that people are using for their wedding?
Very good question. It is their wedding looks.
Okay, because I was going to say, I feel like a lot of people, when they're searching for wedding hairstyles, they think of a red carpet look and then they take that in. Yeah. So can I make that's a few guesses as to who I think is on this list?
Yeah.
I'm not going to look at the chart just yet. Okay. Kim Kardashian, her marriage to Kanye West.
Yes. Okay. Can I tell you where that lands?
Yeah, because Chris McMillan did her hair.
It's in the number one spot.
I figured. Okay.
I mean, it was so beautiful and almost to the point where after, because she got married after I got married, and I was like, oh, I wish I would have done my hair like that. She looks so beautiful.
Her hair the third time around was way better. Her hair looked beautiful.
Yeah. There's an article in Cosmo and it was saying like how Kanye was like, your hair has to be done by Chris. Like Chris has to do it.
Whoa, okay.
I know.
Well, I guess Kanye has good taste in hairstylists.
Yeah. Okay, who else?
Kate Middleton.
Yes. Would you like to guess where she is?
Three.
Yes.
Are you serious? I'm not even looking.
Oh,
no.
I thought you were looking. My hint is not the US's favorite royal.
Oh. Yeah, because obviously Meghan Markle supremacy. Meghan Markle supremacy. What?
Meghan Markle.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on. Okay. So I'm surprised. Is she not on this list?
No, she is. But you're not a fan of her messy bun?
It's not me. I just remember how many people were like, her hair is everywhere. What's going on here?
Why are there like loose strands?
Yeah, it looks unkempt rather than just like tousled. So I'm actually surprised she made it for hair
in the UK. As well.
Yeah. Well, especially in the UK. I figured she had been excommunicated from this
list.
Sure.
Totally. Like, never speak her name again.
Okay. I'm just going to guess there's nine, seven? Mm-hmm.
She is actually number two above Kate.
She's number two. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who did her hair again? Our dearest Daniel did her makeup.
Oh, yeah. It was Serge Normand was a man Meghan Markle called on to style her hair for the royal wedding, and he is famous for working with Sarah Jessica Parker and Julia Roberts.
Okay, who's doing your hair if you're in a royal wedding? You're getting Matthew's become a prince of sorts. Y'all are getting remarried. Who's doing your hair?
I mean, is Chris McMillan available to give me a Kim K? Who's doing yours?
We're just both like Chris McMillan.
Yeah. Can we do a what the Kate Hudson Anne Hathaway, would they get married on the same day?
I would have to have on, like, I love On, but he's so known for, like, those, like, loose, lived-in, kind of, like, messy waves.
Right.
I don't know if I'd want to go that route for my wedding.
Totally.
I would have to do a trial with him to be like, okay, can you, like, sleek it out? Can you sleek it out, boy? Can you?
Definitely could.
Like, no, come I'm on. Like, why am I even, like, asking that question? Because he's done Gwyneth. A lot of Gwyneth styles I love, so.
Yeah. Okay, so good job. You've got the top three.
Top three. Okay, I'm trying not to look at this chart to make it as interesting as possible. So, celebrity weddings. I'm trying to even think, like, sometimes a problematic Los Angeles fave. I thought that would be Kimberly. Who is a Los Angeles fave that's problematic? Sometimes problematic.
I feel like we're always like, oh, I wish that she would come on the pod.
Oh, Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. And it's funny because the exclusive is Martha Stewart weddings, which I feel like I haven't heard about in like so long. But, you know, back in 2017 or whenever they got married, this was, you know, Martha Stewart weddings was like so big.
Oh, her hair did look beautiful. It's an updo that isn't super sleek. It looks kind of like it's been twisted a little bit. It has a little bit of height to it.
It's very, like, rustic. It reminds me of something that, like, a princess or queen would have worn in the, I don't know, 1800s. Hairstylists and makeup artists are, like, maybe even more famous and popular than the fashion designers. Like, this was a different time, I feel like.
It was a different time. Also, can I just note, I think this is before Chrissy got her veneers.
Oh, I gotta scroll. Let me see.
What a time to be alive.
This was before veneers and before like regular Dr. Diamond appointments. Oh, totally.
Yes.
You're right. Still gorgeous.
I mean, she's a model. Come on now. So, okay. That's an interesting pick to me. That's not the first person I would think of when it comes to wedding hair. Then again, I've literally never searched wedding or hair makeup ever in my life.
Right. Before looking at this list, I was like, I don't even remember what she looks like. Number five is arguably the most famous British model.
Kate Moss?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And her hair look for her wedding was very much like On could have done her hair. It's a very lived-in waves kind of vibe, which is, you know, very Kate Moss, obviously.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay, let's go from the bottom up.
Okay, so nine, my clue is somehow connected to one of the celebs we talked about above in the above news.
Oh, wow. Well, I clicked the link, so I'm an idiot. But
no,
Angelina
okay.
Jolie to Brad yeah. Pitt and Jessica Kruhl wrote this story.
Yeah, I know.
In 2014.
for Pop Sugar?
Yes. Wow. Okay, so they had a secret wedding. Everyone was dying to see her stunning updo. Wow, I remember this People cover. Do y'all? Her dress was definitely not what I thought it was going to be. Her veil had stitching on it from like all the kids. Like,
which so cute.
Super cute. I remember it was like a whole thing that Brad and Angie weren't going to get married till gay marriage was legalized.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her hair was up. It's swept up. It's like a chignon. It's very classic.
To show off that killer jawline.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay. So Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
I was going to say Priyanka Chopra, but I thought maybe that was too soon since they recently got married. But yes. Okay. So number eight is Priyanka. And the note is recent bride married to famous brother musician. Priyanka had so many looks though. So which one?
Yeah.
I'm like, which wedding? Which one?
You just
like,
pick one. You pick one and they're all good. Probably the one in, like, her white dress,
I
would
see.
Assume. She had some face framing, like, bangs, hair strands, you know?
Yes.
But in a more, I don't want to say unkempt, but, like, in the way that I think looks a little bit more intentional than, like, the Meghan Markle.
Yes, yes, yes. Her hair, her dress was just.
Yeah, I mean, this wedding.
The long sleeves. With the appliques. Just a gorgeous.
Just gorge.
Gorge dress.
They're going to make some really beautiful babies. Okay. Musician, dancer. This is number seven. She's a musician. She's a dancer. She's a gorgeous, gorgeous woman. And she is married to a famous NFL player.
Okay, can I just tell you the first person that came to mind was Victoria Beckham. And I was thinking like soccer.
Oh, like, oh, you're so European.
Well, because I'm thinking of, you know,
football.
British, the British people.
Yeah, right, right, right. Oh, sorry. Okay, NFL.
NFL. It's not, she's not a musician. So it's not Giselle.
Yeah, exactly. That was a good guess.
I'm literally trying to think who is married to a football player.
She's a mama. She is.
She's a mama. You sound like one of those pitches I get that are like, this CEO is also a mom.
Oh my God,
like,
no. I hate those pitches.
Everyone's a mom.
I hate it. Yeah.
Get over it. I'm stumped. Color me stumped.
She's like so famous that she only has like one name.
This is why I can't go on game shows.
It's Sierra.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. I actually, you know what? The one person I thought when I was searching for makeup or wedding hair, she's one of the first images that comes up.
Oh.
And I think that she looked stunning. Why did this not click for me? This really should have been.
It would have been hard for me to guess this. I mean, she looked stunning.
Musician, dancer, gorgeous woman, married to a famous football player. I guess, you know, when I was thinking of famous football player, I was truly, all I could think about was Tom Brady, sadly.
Yeah, yeah, I know, it's hard.
Okay, so what does her hair look like?
Oh, well, she's like some beautiful, beautiful highlights. She's wearing it down. I think she's wearing it. Is it like sort of half up?
I think this is the vibe I may be going for.
Okay.
When I get married, like her hair is kind of half up, half down.
Yes. Like she has the veil sitting on the pulled back portion of her hair. But yes. Then she still has some strands, face framing strands.
Yep.
Gorgeous highlights.
Yes.
Just yes. Stunning.
Just a beautiful woman.
Such a beautiful woman.
Her line's coming out. I mean, she's making one. We don't know when, but that's happening. We're going to go back. The last one we have to figure out is six. But number nine, Angelina Jolie. Number eight, Priyanka Chopra. Number seven, Sierra. Number five, Kate Moss. Number four, Chrissy Teigen. Number three, Kate Middleton. Number two, Meghan Markle. Color me shook by that one. Shook it to my core.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Number one, Kimberly Noel Kardashian West. All right, number six, married to one of our favorite boy band members, Jessica Biel?
Yeah.
What?
She looked really beautiful on her wedding day, if I remember.
I try to black out that he's married, okay?
I know. I forgot she wore a pink dress.
I remember I was so critical.
I totally remembered her wedding wrong. I don't remember their wedding.
I remember because he's literally like Tom Cruising it, like jumping up on People Magazine's cover, and she's sitting in a pink dress.
Her hair is also just like, it doesn't look like this anymore, so it's like not how I remember her.
So her hair is up. She has a very intense side bang part happening.
Uh-huh.
Her hair, the actual hair of it, like brushed up. It looks like wavy almost. It's almost like I think mm-hmm. they did a wave to it and then they rolled it kind of like one of those French twists. You know, if I was getting married to Justin Timberlake, this would not be the vibe for me.
I wouldn't have worn this actually either.
She looks beautiful.
In this People, it says, I surprised myself when I chose my dress. It's a style I will only ever wear on this day. That's an interesting yeah. choice.
I will personally never understand the bright colors on a wedding day situation just because I feel like it's the one time you can really like wear white and like white it up.
Imagine the access to every designer she has.
I know. I mean, this wedding, I mean, her wedding dress was Giambattista Valli or however you say it.
Right, 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 right. So like the designer part was there, but I feel like, yeah, the pink.
Pank.
What year was this pink? What year was this?
I remember it like it was yesterday. It was 2014. I was deeply, deeply upset when I saw this.
Oh my God.
Cover.
And how rude that the audacity of people to put Britney Spears' fucking photo at the top right corner. How people, you Shame on you.
Can I just tell you, oh my God, Britney's shocking trial. If I were Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel,
no.
And I approved y'all to get the exclusive wedding access, and then you fucking pull this shit, I would be like, never again. You will never get access to us again. Like, get a fucking clue. You know what's wild, though? People used to be, in my humble opinion, like, the gold standard. Like,
yeah.
Think about how different it is now. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie had exclusive access to the twins, to their wedding on People. Now I feel like People is struggling to get some of this access.
I mean, People has, they're securing exclusives with influencers. That's their new thing.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And the best part is like the people that follow People, all the comments are like, who the hell are these people? I have no idea who this is. It's like a Who Weekly episode happening in the comments of the People magazine.
Where are Instagram. Celebrities going now for exclusives?
Vogue.
Like back I think to it's like the OGs.
I think there, it's like if you want some prestige around your wedding and you're going to sell photos, you're going to go to Vogue or maybe even not sell photos. Yeah, you're doing something a little bit more, you know, sophisticated, a little bit more prestige than the People.
No offense to People, but
it's not what it once was, sadly. Okay, well, this was fun. I enjoyed this. Thank you. Thank you for putting this data girl together. I need you to do a data girl for you.
I know. Next. It's been a while. I haven't been in the hot seat.
By the way, just want to tell you, I love you. Well, thank you for doing you. This podcast with me.
You're welcome, honestly.
No, I mean, I really appreciate it. And thanks for dealing with my crazy.
No, thanks for dealing with my crazy. Right before this, guys, we were talking about Kacey Musgraves' album and how Kirby was sobbing listening to it. I mean to say that I'm we convinced all should listen to Kacey Musgraves' album.
Well, I'm calling myself crazy. I'm convinced that my new IUD has set my hormones on fire. Any type of sanity that I once had is now gone.
I forgot. So, is there cancer in your chart?
I'm a Cancer rising.
Right. Okay. That's why. That's why you're crying.
Unfortunately. No shade to cancers, but I have way too much water in my chart. I have a lot of it.
It's coming out of her eyes.
And I need to release it. Yes. Everyone, thank you for listening to this episode of Los Angeles. You know what to do. Follow us, Los Angeles Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Join our Facebook group. Find us on losangelespod.com. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify or get us wherever you get your podcasts. We will talk to you on Friday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.